We gotta address and go back to what's happening in Chicago, but then we gonna throw Denver in there too, right? Because the people complaining. They complaining. They complaining about what's happening during the migrant crisis. Listen, as long as we have illegal immigration transpiring into this country, you're gonna have Anton from AntonDaniels.com on top of the forefront of the movement. That I promise you. That I promise you, as long as we are not securing our borders, I'm going to have to make sure that I secure the information and then rely it over to the people so that we can make an informed decision on who we should and shouldn't have in office going forward. Straight up. Shout out to Zach. Shout out to Zach. Somebody said, did you know that Fonny's dress was on backwards? Listen, I don't evaluate women's dresses. The only time I'm evaluating a woman's dress is if I can take it off of her. Shout out to the dress on backwards. We're going to have to take that thing off and then put it back on the proper way. Unless you built like Mr. Snuffleupagus, then we're going to go ahead and pass. I'm going to need you to go into the bathroom and get yourself together. However, I feel like I can make this clear. Get my camera together. But we start talking about the migrant crisis. This one. We got a little bit clear. I think that we got a little bit clear. All right, so let's deep dive into it because we got to give y'all and bring y'all up to speed on what's happening in the migrant crisis. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, turn on your notifications. Also, Teach Hanley, 30% off your first order plus a free gift. Thank you, Teach Hanley, for sponsoring the show. Y'all need to become bag chasers.
There's a lot at stake for the migrants, with Chicago bearing the responsibility for providing shelter. The county covers health care and the state provides the wraparound services and relocation. But there's much more at stake for the mayor, with the question about...
Did y'all know that they covered health care? Did they actually pay for health care?
Will the city commit to paying for care? The warmer temperatures and sunny skies providing a welcome respite for migrants hanging out outside this shelter in Pilsen. But the future may not look so sunny after Mayor Brandon Johnson backed out of a commitment with the county and state for the city to contribute $71 million to care for migrants through the end of this year.
I think that Mayor Brandon Johnson seems to want to hold a moral high ground that he is absolutely entitled to, given all that Chicago has done for this population. But we need to continue to see his actions and money match that sentiment.
Listen, Chicago is running out of money. They broke. And they're not broke. Shout out to my girl, Sister. They're not broke in a way that you think that they broke. They broke in the same way that black people is broke and white people is broke and Hispanic people are broke and Asian people are broke, considering the debt load that we're taking on because we're trying to maintain a lifestyle and maintain optics, but it's not something you can sustain. And by the end of his mayoral position, and when that is over, right, we're going to see all of the fallout from it because he's only 9 months in, but they're already operating at a deficit, right? And so Chicago is broke. Let's just be for real. They broke because they're funding something that they can't sustain. And so they're going into the negative as a result of it. You don't have to file for bankruptcy to be broke. There's plenty of people that have a negative net worth. They're broke, but that don't mean that they necessarily filing for bankruptcy. And so a lot of times they'll issue bonds and then they'll have more millages and then they'll have more credit or they'll start to cut from the police department or in New York's case, sanitation and the school systems, but they can't fund it. And so these people, these volunteers are now starting to turn on Brandon Johnson because Brandon Johnson said, listen, we don't have an additional $250 million. We only budgeted for like $150 million for the entire year and we're burning through like $3 or $4 million a day. A day. So they underfunded something that they wasn't supposed to be in the first place. They have no government support whatsoever. They starting to tackle it and take all money from everywhere. They try to raise property taxes so you guys can continue to pay for it. And then the people are getting mad at them that's participating in this whole fraud scheme, in my opinion, and saying, listen, we want your actions to match up with your words, and we want our $250 million ongoing so we can continue to fund this migrant care package.
Last week, Mayor Johnson refused to commit to new funding for migrants, despite the state and county pledging a combined $250 million. Today, after an unrelated news conference, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle careful not to criticize her protege. Are you disappointed that the mayor agreed to the city's portion of the funding and then backed out?
As I said, you know, I've worked with the governor and the mayor to try to meet the challenges of the new arrivals since August of 2022, and I'll continue to do that.
Political observers called Johnson's decision a strange move, given that he calls himself a collaborator.
Clearly, he's been under a lot of pressure from the Black community, particularly from the Black members of the city council, for months about the distribution of resources to Black communities. And perhaps he felt as though if he made this kind of a commitment to migrants, that there'd be a lot of backlash.
No one in the state of Illinois in this country is questioning Mayor Brandon Johnson's commitment to this mission.
What? I've been questioning what you've been doing every single day, every single week. Are these people delusional? Because I know that y'all watch. Listen, I am the best morning show on the face of the earth. I know y'all watch. Y'all choosing not to respond back to me. I call y'all office every single week, and y'all don't even respond. You know who we are. I got my people on it. I'm already planning a trip to your next meeting. You know who we are. You know who we are. We question you every single day. Not just me. You are making national news. Fox is talking about you. CNN is talking about you. O'Shea Duke Jackson is talking about you. City Girls over in Dalton is talking about you. We all familiar with what you got going on, buddy. What are you talking about? Hold on. Did he just say that?
No, in this country.
Commitment to migrants, that there'd be a lot of backlash.
No one in the state of Illinois in this country is questioning Mayor Brandon Johnson's commitment to this mission.
He didn't even say that with a straight face. He had to pause. He had to pause before he said that.
Illinois in this country is questioning Mayor Brandon Johnson's commitment to this mission. State of Illinois in this country is questioning Mayor Brandon
Johnson's
commitment to this mission.
See the tail?
Illinois in this country is questioning Mayor Brandon Johnson's commitment to this mission.
But now, some are.
I really want to believe that there is nobody more committed to this mission than Mayor Brandon Johnson. But of course, the money is really where that rubber hits the road.
And where is the money supposed to come from is what I'm asking. Where is the money supposed to come from? The people are taxed to their eyeballs. Ain't no more money to give. The people are hurting. They're not even getting anything back from it except for a bunch of robberies that you're not even catching the criminals. The people are absolutely taxed to their eyeballs. At some point, there has to be some relief. It got to be some results or some relief. You're going to want to get a return on your investment. You can't just keep pouring money into something. That's the thing about it. These cities, the city of Chicago, it's the only place where you can continue to pour money into something and not get anything in return ever. And you got to keep pouring money into it. Shout out to the people in Chicago. But Denver is moving a little bit different. Denver got a whole nother perspective.
Developing tonight in Denver, hundreds of migrants staying at a motel-turned-shelter have no clue what is next for them. The motel off I-70 in Vasquez was sold, and migrants are being told they have to leave before the weekend is over. Many are people who already timed out at Denver's at-capacity shelters or could never find space to begin with. Your reporter in Denver, Jasmine Arenas, has been closely following Colorado's migrant crisis.
Now, I'm going to share something with y'all in a minute, right? Because I don't know if y'all remember, but I did a whole report on this before. I did a whole report on in Denver how this woman had basically sold over into developers or sold over into whoever it is that bought this thing. Shout out to Kay Cooper. I'm going to read that Cash App shortly. I did a whole report on this. What did I tell y'all was going to happen? Once the funding ran out from the city of Denver, based off of the fact that they were funding this migrant crisis and funding housing for a lot of these people, once the funding ran out, especially from the people that bought the property, what did I tell you what was going to happen? You remember Azriel? You remember Godfather? Y'all remember? I told you that I was going to keep an eye on this, didn't I? I said that I was going to bring y'all back to the front of the congregation with regard to what was going on over here in these streets. I told you. The entire place was empty. Why would somebody buy this place for the amount that they bought it for and then continue to allow for you to keep migrants in there and think that it was just going to continue to play out? Now, when I keep reporting over the last couple of weeks that Denver said, listen, I don't know where y'all going, but y'all got to get the heck out of here because we ain't got no more funding for this migrant crisis. Now you want to act confused. And I told you, it all comes back to the money. All. You sit there and you said, oh my gosh, he's such a nice person. She's really looking out. The developers, the people, they really have the people's back. They really support migrants. What did it come back down to? What was it all about at the end of the day? What? Huh? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. What did it come back down to? Oh, okay. All right. Don't worry about it. We're going to get there.
Young Prince is cooking lunch for those staying at her motel.
The plate!
For some, it's the last time.
They're ready to eat it.
By Monday, hundreds of migrants who have been staying at this motel must leave and find new shelter.
Have they been packing their stuff?
I don't know. I'm still feeding. That's my job, so they can eat.
But she wishes she could do more than just cook one last meal for them.
Yeah, no problem.
Tears roll down her face knowing people like Alexandra Ledesma, the single mother of three, will have to leave soon.
No, fuerte.
We're all feeling really sad.
Ledesma took us into the room she and her kids have called home for the past 3 months.
We're still packing.
A bunch of suitcases filled with belongings were stacked together in the corner of the room with less than 48 hours to figure out where they'll go next.
They start in the calle. Principalmente.
I fear having to sleep in the streets, because if it was just me, I can do it. But with kids, it's going to be hard.
If she has to, it wouldn't be the first time. In November, she slept with her kids outside in freezing temps for a couple of days before stumbling upon this motel. Prince says she'd like to lease another property with her own money to help families like Ledesma's soon.
I'm going to go farm, to look for land. Somebody can help me. I got the money to spend it. They call me mama, so we are family.
But the reality is many will have nowhere to go.
It's a human issue, and I mean, we shouldn't have people on the streets.
Christina Ascension says she donated $45,000 to help Young Prince shelter some families. But expenses have quickly outnumbered donations.
She's came out of pocket every month, probably about $50,000 to $100,000. This is not sustainable for anybody.
Most of the families have to leave the property by Monday. But the current owner, Young Prince, tells us that she's hoping she can at least keep 10 families until the 28th. That's when she'll have to leave the property. In Denver, Jasmine Adonis, covering Colorado First.
So, just as I said, it's the same thing that I have been telling y'all for this entire time. The entire time. I told you. I warned you. I said, listen, y'all, it's all going to come back down to the money. It's all going to come back down to the money. And you sat there and you debated with me and you went back and forth and you said, Anton, no, you're wrong. That's not what's happening. It's not about the money. It's about the fact that they continue to love on each other. They're loving on each other. They're making sure that they're taking care of each other. It's about what's best for the people because we're passionate. Look at this business owner. Nah, that's not what was happening. It's not what was happening. I told you. I warned you, and I said that this is not happening. This is not going to play out the way that y'all think it's going to play out. Soon as the money run out, as soon as the bags run out, then they're going to kick these people out on the streets. They're not playing no games. They're not going to sit here and go back and forth with the people. The little Asian lady can't help these people. But you thought that I was off, but I was on it. You thought that I was off and I was on it. And this same lady, I don't know how she got a scratch on her face again. And because she had a same scratch, it looked like it's re-scratched up again. This same lady the same one, is still living there. Still living there. And they still running it up. And they still got a bag out there in them streets. And you didn't think that they was going to have to do something eventually. Eventually, the owners is not going to continue to lose money. Once Denver starts, stops spending that money and sending it over to them, they got to get them up out of there. They got to get them up out of there. I wish I could find out where I did that. Where was that at? I wish I could find it. I can't find it where they was running up the hotel rooms and the hotel and all of that and the lady and some going back and forth. I wish I could find it. I can't even find it. I'm looking for it literally right now. I can't find it. Oh, well. The fact of the matter is this. Migrants. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. Because I need to find this. Migrants, homelessness, general hotel rooms. Nope, I can't find it. I might have to find it at another point. But the fact of the matter is, when the money dry up, all of that go out of existence. The fact that Denver is no longer extending hotel stays and they're not continuing to fund the migrant crisis. You didn't see Mike Johnson, which is the mayor of Denver, say that they don't even want to be a part of it anymore. She got to get out. The lady that actually is running the place, she just was hired to run the place. She got to go now. She can't even continue to do what she want to do. And it's messed up out in these streets. I had another story that I wanted to go in for the migrant crisis, but I'm going to go ahead and pass on that because I want to share with y'all one more thing.